Welcome to the Sports Backdrop, where we use sports as a backdrop for way bigger conversations. That includes discussing the latest trends and developments in the world of sports. I am your host, Eric Kazimov. In today's episode, we're looking ahead into the future of how we consume sports with a special focus on the groundbreaking PGL Golf League. This podcast exists because of the team at KazCM. At KazCM, we make content creation enjoyable. We are on a mission to help leaders create content, content that will improve lives, content to be proud of, content that fosters community. We know through firsthand experience how content brings people together, and we love helping make that happen. We produce podcasts, short-form videos, blog posts, and other written works, while also providing support in website development, social media management, and strategic planning. And we would be excited to help you. Visit KazCM.com to learn more, or feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn or Twitter. The way we watch sports has taken a sharp turn over the last decade. It's not anymore just about catching the game on TV. Streaming, social media, smartphones, they've thrown the playbook out the window. Today's fans, especially millennials and Gen Z generations, they want their sports fast, engaging, and on their terms. In fact, I don't even watch sports live all the time. I will stream it on my own time if I have something else going on. But when we dive into the numbers, the story gets even clearer. Recent research highlights a staggering 80% of Gen Z prefers watching live sports on the go. Their phones and their devices aren't just conveniences, they're lifelines to the sports they love. They offer a way to stay connected without being tied to a stadium seat or a couch. But here's the kicker. The love for live sports among the younger crowd isn't what it used to be. A study found that only 58% of Gen Z says they enjoy watching live sports. And where are they getting most of their content? Obviously, social media, with a whopping 74% of Gen Z and 65% of millennials tapping into the platforms like X, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for their sports fix. There's clearly a major shift in how the younger demographics are interacting and consuming sports content. In order to keep these fans engaged, content needs to get with the times. Short, engaging clips filled with data and analysis accessible anywhere and anytime is what they are looking for. And it's not just about what we watch, but how we watch it. Sitting through a 4 hour plus golf match? No thanks. That's a tough sell when you can catch the highlights on your phone or watch a game recap in just a few minutes. The shift isn't just changing viewership habits, it's changing the sports themselves. An article from The Score points out that Gen Z, the group known as the group that could swipe before they could wipe, is growing up and reshaping the landscape of pro sports. Their spending habits combined with their cultural influence are turning them into game changers, not just in the digital world, but in the sports arenas too. Score says that more than a third of Gen Z doesn't even watch live sporting events. And it's not just about the games being too long or slow. The way sports are packaged and presented is misaligned with what grabs their attention. They're not flipping to sports channels or reading the sports section of the newspaper. Instead, again, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube are where they are catching up and seeing what's going on in the world of sports. And that's if they're tuning in at all. Nearly half of Gen Zers haven't ever attended a live pro sporting event. But it's not just about attendance. When they do watch sports, they're looking for something beyond just athleticism. The stars of the game need to resonate with them on a personal level. And let's not forget, youth sports participation has been on a decline, a trend that's only been exacerbated by the pandemic. But it's not all doom and gloom. Leagues are finding new ways to connect, creating behind-the-scenes content that showcases the human side of athletes. This move towards more personal, relatable content is capturing attention. Take Formula One, for example. The sport's explosive growth in popularity is partly thanks to Netflix's Drive to Survive. It's proof that when you let fans behind the curtain, they're more likely to stay for the show. Golf is in the same thing with their behind-the-scenes show, Full Swing, on Netflix. So what does all this mean for the future of sports? It means adaptation is key. Sports need to evolve, not just in how they're played, but in how they're shared, how they're celebrated, and how it's experienced. With leagues like the NHL introducing initiatives like NHL Street, it's clear that the path to engaging this next generation of fans might just be through making the game more accessible, making it more relatable, and more in tune with what Gen Z is all about. Enter the TGL, Tomorrow's Golf League. This is Tiger Woods' bold step into reshaping golf for the digital age. Think energetic matches. Think energy of primetime television and all the drama of your favorite sports condensed into a format that fits right into fast-paced lives. It's not just golf, it's supposed to be an experience designed to draw on those of us who might never have considered watching golf before. An article from Fast Company raises a fascinating point. What if watching golf felt more like being courtside in an NBA game? That's the vision behind TGL. Set in a custom-built dome, the league is mixing golf with simulator technology for fast-paced, team-based competitions. Imagine golf, but with the volume turned way up, intended to grab the attention of not just traditional golf fans, but a whole new generation. Good news is, for golf enthusiasts, TGL isn't trying to replace the Masters or the US Open. It's complementing them, offering a new way to engage with golf. Whether you're a longtime fan or someone who's never picked up a club, Mike McCarley, the mastermind behind TGL, alongside golf giants Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy, is reimagining golf for a prime time audience. The ultimate goal is to connect with younger, more diverse audiences by making the sport more accessible and, frankly, more entertaining. The TGL setup is for sure unique. Players tee off into an immense screen that provides the thrills of real golf courses, while the short game and putting action unfolds on the greens that can twist and turn, offering 360-degree views for spectators. This isn't just a technological breakthrough. It's a way to break down the barriers that have made golf seem inaccessible or unappealing to a wider audience. And the push for inclusivity doesn't stop there. With investors like Alexis Ohanian and sports icons like Serena Williams and Steph Curry backing teams, the TGL is clearly aiming high. Ohanian, in particular, sees TGL as a platform for elevating the women's game, echoing the growing call for the LPGA's involvement. It's about broadening golf's appeal, making a sport for everyone, regardless of their background. The initiative is more than just a new league. It's about changing golf's landscape. As off-course golf experiences like Top Golf have shown, there's a hunger for forms of the game that are more relaxed, social, and accessible. TGL is stepping into the space with huge ambitions. They don't want to just reach new fans, but transform how golf is consumed and perceived. Will it work? The excitement around TGL suggests it just might. With a promise of fast-paced action, star power, and a viewing experience designed for the digital age, TGL is positioning itself as golf's next big thing. It's definitely a bold experiment, one that could very well define what it means to be a golf fan. But this isn't happening in a vacuum. Look at Top Golf, golf's answer to a night out with friends, complete with music and vibes. Or consider Pinehurst Par 3 course, where music and a laid-back atmosphere invite a new group of people to the course. These aren't just changes, they are revelations showing us the future of sports lies in innovation and adaptation. Of course, TGL is not without its critics. There's definitely skepticism. Can TGL really carve out its niche? Will traditionalists embrace this new format? It's a gamble, but it's one that speaks directly to a generation that lives through their screens yet craves real, thrilling experiences. But we have to look at why TGL might face some serious troubles. First off, the challenge of making this new format matter to fans is significant. As CBS Sports points out, for many, the allure of watching well-off athletes vying for yet another paycheck doesn't exactly scream much-watch TV. The concept of team victories or individual match wins in TGL might initially struggle to draw on viewers who are used to traditional golf's prestige and history. Plus, team sports at the professional level are built on history. It's embedded in cities' cultures. Fans are raised in households to root for their teams. It's why new leagues sometimes struggle when those many generations of fans just simply do not exist. There's also a delicate balance TGL needs to strike between taking itself seriously to ensure smooth operations and not alienating potential fans by coming off as just a high-tech version of indoor golf. It's complex in that they need to maintain authenticity while innovating. Then there's the matter of investment and the ultimate goals of those backing TGL. The term investor brings with it the expectations of a return, and there's concern that the pursuit of immediate gains could overshadow the long-term vision for TGL. However, it's worth noting that many investors in TGL are athletes themselves. They're possibly more invested in the sport's evolution than a quick payout. This league will absolutely require patience and passion. So what does all of this mean for the future of sports? TGL stands at the forefront of a major shift. It's not just about making golf more accessible. It's a litmus test for the sports industry. How do we keep fans engaged in an age of endless content? How do we introduce traditional sports to a generation that's grown up online? The answer lies in the experiences like TGL. Whether it's success or a stepping stone to the next big thing, it represents a crucial pivot point. Sports, as we know them, are evolving. I credit TGL for at least trying something unique for golf and all of sports. It's setting a precedent for how sports can adapt in the digital age. The question isn't whether we'll see more innovations like TGL, it's when, And then it's how they'll change the game as we know it. In case you haven't noticed, we love podcasts. In fact, we love building podcasts, everything from development to production. Because of all that, we're building a one-of-a-kind podcast network. If you have a podcast or looking to launch a new podcast, then we should talk. You can message me on Twitter at @Eric_Kaz or hit us up any way that works for you. Let's talk about your podcast joining this one-of-a-kind podcast network.